Welcome to Zion Teachers Series. Today's teacher is Dr. Brian J. Bailey. Dr. Bailey is an international prophet and Bible teacher and a prolific author of 40 books. These books have been translated into about 25 languages. In his 50-year ministry, he has traveled to over 100 countries, ministering in churches, conventions, pastors' seminars, television, and radio. Dr. Bailey is currently president of Zion Fellowship International and the senior pastor of Zion Chapel, both of which are located in Glory Hill in Waverly, New York. He is also president of Zion University and Zion Ministerial Institute, which has Bible schools in over 30 countries around the world. Today's topic is on the book of Psalms. And the book of Psalms brings comfort, encouragement, direction, and courage to believers from all walks of life. Join with us now as we open our hearts to what the Lord has to say from the book of Psalms.
Well, welcome again to our study on the selections from the Psalms. And as we've said before, we're not looking at every psalm, but every psalm, of course, is good. But we have selected a few that we trust will be a blessing to you. And we are going to look now at Psalm 34. Psalm 34. And it starts off, as this psalm does, and like many others does, well, by saying, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. You know, I've had questions. You know, why, you know, are some people so miserable? Why are some people so down? Well, they don't have a living relationship with the Lord. And here is one way to have a living relationship with the Lord. It is to fill your mouth with the praises of God. And after all, He is worthy. He is worthy. You know, where your heart is, you know, that's what you're going to receive. And if your heart and affections are towards heaven, well, you'll be filled with the joy of heaven, the peace of heaven. And so, you see, it's so important, you know, that out from our mouth, we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. And bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. In other words, oh, let us say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In so doing, you open the way for God to bless you. Well, my soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. What is King David saying there? Well, basically what he's saying is this. He said, my soul is going to boast of the things that God has done for me. And you know, as we're sensitive to the things of God, we can see God protecting us, blessing us at every time. You know, sometimes I have a habit of losing things. I don't know if you're in the same situation. And, you know, I can't find what I'm looking for. And so I say, oh God, you know exactly where that thing is, where I've mislaid it. And it might be something as big as a book. Well, I have the habit of doing that. And I just praise the Lord and say, Lord, just direct me to where it is. And sure enough, you know, I feel God leading me, guiding me. I find what I'm looking for. By praising the Lord, by praising the Lord. You know, praise, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. And you know, I thank God in my later years, you know, I feel strong. You know, I feel robust because I praise the Lord and worship Him. Well, I'd like you to be like that too. Well, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. You know, Life is a conflict. Life is a battle. There's no question about it. There are the powers of evil, the powers of good. You see? But as we praise the Lord and as we magnify the Lord and give glory to Him and look at the wonders of His creation, you know, just looking at the grass of the field. Do you know those who, shall I say, are scientists and they study creation and they study grass? They've found that there's not one blade of grass like another, identical to another. God is a God of variety. Look at a tree and, oh, understand all the things that are happening in that tree. You know, there is the wood, there is the leaves, there is the fruit. Oh, only our God can do things like that. You know, it's amazing, amazing, this creation. And we want to magnify the Lord and, you know, fill our being with praise to Him. And the result is, you see, the wicked one has no entrance into our life. Praising the Lord, filling our life with worship to Him, you know, it gives the enemy no entrance into our life. And as we praise the Lord, you know, in times of difficulty, we shall find that there is a light in darkness that will guide us. Well, they looked unto him, you see. And this is speaking of a man who sought the Lord. Who sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. You know, one thing in life that we are, shall I say, blighted with is fear. You know, fear. Fear of this, fear of that, what is going to happen, and so forth. And you know, when things happen, you know, fear sometimes grips us. And we think, oh, what is going to happen? But you know, King David said, I sought the Lord. And he heard me. And he delivered me from my fears. Oh, what a wonderful deliverance that is. To be delivered from fear. Fear not. Have no fear. And King David said, when I'm afraid, I will praise the Lord, you see. And so, in so doing, you know, God delivers us from fears. Fear has torment. The fear of man is a snare. But when you are filled with God and His Spirit, you know, it drives out all fear. And speaking of people, they looked unto him, looked unto God, were lightened. Their faces were not ashamed. You know, God gives this marvelous promise in the prophets. And he says this, all they that trust in me shall never be ashamed. Never be ashamed. You know, sometimes we're with other people who are not believers and they tend to mock us and so forth and boast of the things that they do. But, you know, if we trust in God, we shall not be ashamed. God will bring us out on top. Out on top. You know, in the British Empire, there was a man by the name of Rhodes, Cecil Rhodes. And he had been responsible for raising up a nation called Rhodesia, which is now called Zimbabwe. And he said, you know, so much to do and so little time to do it. And he was one of the, shall I say, marvels of his day. He was highly respected. But he was at a gathering once, a social gathering. And all these society people were around him. And here they were admiring him. And you know, over in the corner, there was a little man. And Cecil Rhodes said, I would give everything I've got to be like him. Who was he pointing to? He was pointing to General William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army. You see, William Booth had something Cecil Rhodes didn't have. He had such assurance, such joy, such peace, such love of God. And he knew where he was going. Well, Cecil Rhodes died quite young, and with all his prowess, he didn't have what that old man, William Booth, had. And we want to see what really counts in life. You see, what really counts is what you have in your heart, that assurance, that peace, that joy of God. Well, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. You know, that poor man does not necessarily mean a person who has no money, but rather poor in spirit. You know, a sense of, well, look, I can do nothing unless the Lord moves on my behalf. And when we have that attitude, you know, God moves and glorifies himself by bringing us out of all our troubles. You know, troubles. Well, they're a necessity of life. You know, God wants us to be strong. He wants us to be mature. After all, he has an eternity awaiting us. He has a purpose, an eternal purpose for us in eternity. And we're being prepared here for that eternity. Well, you see, God wants us to be mature. He wants us to be strong. And it's only through troubles and trials that that is possible. For example, nature. God is seen in nature. You know, the Apostle Paul says in Romans 1, he said, you know, even his power and his excellency are seen in the things that he has created. Well, I want to come back to the thought of a tree that we mentioned before. You know, in olden times, when they had sailing ships, the foremast, or the mast that was going to be in the front and that would meet the wind and take the brunt of the storm, that mast had to be very carefully selected. And what happened was this, that people who would build, the Wainwrights who would build these ships, they would go out into the forest and they would look around and they would examine the trees and they would see a tree that had potential. Do you know what they did? They cut down all the other trees around them so that that tree stood alone and bore the brunt of the storms. Result is that tree sent its roots down. That tree became strong and powerful. And when it reached maturity, it was cut down and made the foremast of the ship that they were building. Well, so it is, you see, in life. You know, we need troubles, but, you know, it forms us, it strengthens us, it matures us. But in those troubles, you know, we can't face life alone by our own strength. But we have to have his strength. And his strength is perfected in weakness. As we realize our weakness and our complete dependence upon him, then we receive his strength. And then, you know, we're delivered from the troubles. Well, he goes on to say this, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You know, I was overwhelmed before I came here by something God was speaking to me, promises he was making to me. You know, I was overwhelmed by the goodness of God, the goodness of God. The goodness of God leadeth to repentance. The goodness of God leadeth us, if I could say this, to the very pleasures of God. At his right hand are pleasures for evermore. And you know, to taste in your lips the promises that God makes you. oh, it's sweeter than any wine that any vineyard has produced. Now, you see, you know, when God is real to us, and God speaks to us, you know, and God quickens a word to us from his Bible, you know, oh, it's like fine wine going down your throat. It is so beautiful. It is so wonderful. And I want you to enter in to this verse. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. The Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. And then he will go on and say, oh, fear the Lord. You see, we shouldn't fear man, but we should fear God, who absolutely controls everything that we do. We should have that reverential fear of God, so that we have that sense, look, everything I do, everything I think of, everything I say, I want to please the Lord. I want to please the Lord. That's the fear of the Lord. See, and so he said, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no lack, no want to them that fear him. You see, here is another aspect of God that we're going to enter into now. It is a God who's called Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. The Lord will provide. Oh, isn't that necessary? You know, in our lives, and life of my wife and myself, we have gone through trials. We've gone through times when we've had nothing. And we have turned to the Lord. And this scripture has meant a lot to us in times past. It also means much to us now, because I don't think there's ever a time in the life of a minister when he does not have a need, when he does not have financial needs. And, you know, it might not just be for himself, but he has to provide for others, and we have to provide for missionaries. And, you know, orphans and so forth throughout the world. And there's a sense, you know, we haven't got enough of ourselves. We have to build a building where we haven't got the money. We have to pray that God will provide. You see, but if we fear the Lord, then God provides, you see. God provides. And that's what we've experienced. And then he continues, you know, with another thought. You know, we want provision in life, we want joy in life. But another thing that everybody wants is long life. Well, we're going to see how we can have a long life. And verse 11, come ye children, hearken unto me, I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Well, I think, you know, you look at newspapers, you look at magazines, you've got all these formulas, you know, if you eat this, exercise this, do this and so forth, you'll live longer. And some of them might be quite true. But in Ecclesiastes, King Solomon says, there's a time to be born, there's a time to die. In other words, our life is actually in the hands of God. You know, I've known of people who, you know, adhere to everything the nutritionist says, and yet they have died relatively young. Relatively young. They've been exercising hard, but they've died in their 50s and so forth. In fact, I knew a young man who was 30, oh, he seemed so fit. Exercise, died. Just fell over dead. Now, our life is dependent on the mercy of God. And so here is a formula for a long life. What man is he that desireth life, loveth many days? But here is the formula. Verse 15, I beg your pardon, verse 13, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. You watch your lips and speak those things that are right, honest, lovely, true, and God will lengthen your life. You know, there's a first commandment with promise, the fifth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother, so shall thy days be long upon the earth. I've known people who have, you know, rejected their parents, hated their parents, said wrong things about their parents. They've died young. You know, my wife and I, you know, I never knew my wife's parents, but, you know, she spoke so fondly of them. I had good parents. I spoke well of my parents. Well, my parents lived to, well, my mother just missed it. She lived to 99. My father to 93. I think I've got a great-grandfather who lived to 104 and so forth, an aunt to 100 and so forth. But what were they? They were all God-fearing. They all sought to do that which was right, and God rewarded them with a long life. Well, I haven't attained to their years yet. So I'm on the way, but I haven't attained unto them. But this is the point. Speak those things that are right in God's sight. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thy years shall be long upon the earth. Well, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Here is a clear-cut commandment. It's easy to understand. You know, granted, some things in the Word of God are difficult. They need special grace from God to understand. But these things are very simple to understand, aren't they? I mean, depart from evil. Everybody understands that, you see. And, you know, do good. Well, everybody understands that. Pursue peace. See? Well, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open them that hear their cry. And there you are, you see. If we do righteous, you say, God will hear us, and God will move on our behalf. See, that's so important. You know, oh God, help me. Well, he'll help those who are righteous. And so, you see, all heaven will move on our behalf. If we depart from evil, do good. Seek peace and pursue it. It's simple, isn't it? Speak the things that are right. Honor your father and mother. Your days shall be long. Well, there's the other side. You see, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Oh, how true that is. You see, yes, God hates the wicked, and there's turmoil and sorrow to the wicked. You know, there are the two sides, aren't there? Righteous and evil. You know, choose good, depart from the evil. Look at all the blessings that await you, all the promises of God. To have him as your friend, to hear him speak to your heart, to have him give promises to you. You know, and as we've said this, you know, King David experienced this. You know, one of the promises that God gave to King David was this. You know, that he's called the sure mercies of David. And the point is this, that what happened was this, that God not only blessed David, but he blessed his sons. Those that succeeded him on the throne were blessed because of the righteousness of David. And God is going to bless you and bless your family as you will depart from evil and do good. But if not, you know, trouble is there. The righteous cry and the Lord heareth, delivereth them out of all their troubles. And again, that promise. You know, God hears the righteous and delivers them. And then The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. You see, you know, it is as we are humble and we realize that we can do nothing except God ordains it and helps us. You know, that attitude brings the salvation of God to us. It brings God's help in time of trouble. And after all, in verse 19, as we have been saying before, you know, we're all going to have afflictions, we're all going to have trials, so that we can be like this tree, you know, the foremast of a ship. We can be mature and strong. Well, it says in verse 19, you know, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. In other words, you see, this great deliverance of God. Troubles. You see, God delivers us out of our troubles. Out of our afflictions. He doesn't say that, well, you're not going to have trials. Oh yes, we're going to have trials. But we're going to be, as Paul said, more than conquerors. Triumphing. Joyous in the trials. And those trials are only going to work for our good. Well, it says in verse 20, he keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Well, that applies to Christ on the cross, where the thieves had their bones broken, but not Christ, because a broken bone is a sign of judgment, actually. But, you know, God promises to keep us and protect us and cause us to be healthy. Well, we move on to the last verses here. Evil shall slay the wicked. Oh, you can read in the Word of God how often evil slayed the wicked. But to the righteous, you know, they shall be saved. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants. None of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Oh, as we close this session, may I exhort you to put your trust in the Lord, to do that which is good. And the result is this: what we sow, we reap. And if we do good, we shall reap the goodness of God. And again, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. You should dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And don't we want that? And long life and good is for those that seek the Lord, fear him, and do those that are, things that are right in his sight. May God grant that each one of us will be like that. Thank you, and the Lord richly bless you.